This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Look on people on their cell phones. They're down here. They never take a minute to look up. They're bogged down with the affairs of this life, in this world. All the little business that you're doing, they're distractions. And you're falling hook, line, and sinker. It's just like the little donkey with the little carrot in front of him. That's all that you can see. You're just chasing that carrot, and you're never going to get there. And all along, you're going in a direction you know you shouldn't be going. God is saying, and Paul is telling Timothy, do not get distracted here. Because the world is trying to bind you. But I love it when Paul says the word of God is not bound. It is free. Don't get caught up with the affairs of this life. 1 John chapter 2 verse 16 is a verse that you really should be a memory verse for you. 1 John chapter 2 verse 16. Listen to what it says. It says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, oh man, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Those three things are going to get you. And I'm telling you, that lust of the flesh, our world system is bogged down with this lust of the flesh to please the flesh. Oh, the flesh just wants a little more. A flesh doesn't care about Christ and let you know that your flesh is returning to the dust. And then that lust of the eyes, you want to just look at things. You're desiring things. That's what I'm talking about, that carrot, the things that you're chasing. And then that pride of life, I'll do what I want to do. I get so sick of Christians saying I'm proud of something. God hates every form of pride. Now, I used to be one that says I'm proud of this, I'm proud of that, but praise be to God, He enlightened me and showed me that pride is not good. Whenever I say I'm proud, I'm taking the glory of God from Him and giving it to somebody else. That means yourself. So many people, I'm proud of my son, I'm proud of this, I'm proud of that, I'm proud I did this, I'm proud of that. You did nothing. It was by God's grace that it happened. Try to be thankful, but we're bogged down with the mentality of this world. God is saying that if you are entangled with the affairs of this life, you are not a good soldier. I'm praying today that this message lets you know that you reevaluate the things that you're in, the priorities that you're doing. So many of God's people are wasting time. They're on their cell phones. They're on the internet. They're playing games. They're just leisurely, don't care what's going on, not knowing that a war is going on. I'm not talking about Ukraine and Russia. I'm talking about a spiritual war that is going on. And it's soon to come to a head. And the question is, where are you? Are you on the sidelines or are you in the battle? Wow. What are you entangled with? I'm praying today that you get this message. No matter what you're doing, the career you're building, the family you're building, it all depends upon Christ. What have you done with Christ? Do you know Him? Oh, if you know Him, you will do what He says. And the first thing is deny yourself. I'm telling you, the first thing I had to learn is that this life is not mine. Matter of fact, the Bible said this life is no more your own. You have been bought with a price. And
thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.